All right, injuries. Keem Jordan has a slight groin strain. Nate Allen's recovering from the hamstring strain, did not play. Marty Gilliard has a hamstring strain. He did not play. Todd Herrmann's had an MRI. We're just waiting on the results, so I don't have those for you. We'll get them to you when we get them. And then Danny Watkins has a ankle sprain, and again, we will see him later today and have a better evaluation there with him. The obvious with the game I mentioned after the game were five opportunities in the red zone, 0 for 5, scoring touchdowns, giving up an interception for a touchdown. So, and then having 7 sacks, you obviously can't function at this level with 7 sacks. And then defensively, just our tackling was not anywhere near what we're capable of doing. And we had a couple key penalties there that enhanced field position for New Orleans. So all in all, we've got to sharpen up our game, which is obvious, and make sure that we coach better and play better. Time's yours.
What's going on with the tackling? Why has it been so bad? Why was it so bad yesterday?
Well, listen, one of the things that we've stressed here over the years is that you run through your tackles. Make sure that you keep your eyes up. Put yourself in a safe position to make the tackle, plus be able to see the offense player. And I didn't think we did a very good job of that. Angles are also very important.
Have you seen, I know you're waiting the results for Todd, but have you seen him today? Is he still on crutches? Is he still very sore?
Yeah, Todd's sore. He is. I had a chance to talk to him, and he's still sore. I mean,
is there any common theme or repetitive issue that's going on in the red zone where there's been so many mistakes and miscues? Or something you can look at and say, why are we keep doing this?
Well, listen, I started with with me, and I look at the play calls and design of the plays for the secondaries that we're seeing in the past game, the run game, same with the fronts. And then execution of those plays. I mean, you go and you look at that. So we're hit and miss there. We've had some sacks. We've had some turnovers. So we've all got a little piece of this thing. And we've got to make sure that we tighten that up. And, again, starting by putting the players in the right position. And then, two, if it's a blitz, make sure we get the ball out quickly. Make sure we protect it when needed. We're seeing some overload blitzes down there. Teams like to go zero blitz in the red zone. Seems like a common look for most defenses down there. You either see cover four or you see zero blitz. So, again, zero blitz, we've got to know that one man can't be taken care of, and the ball's got to come out. Receivers have to be alerted. That quarterback needs to be alerted to it. Offensive line need to make sure that they protect the inside part. Give the quarterback an opportunity to get the ball out.
You have some of the same problems now as you did early in the season, and they're persistent. Do you have to change something, whether it's scheme or personnel? Is there something radical that you have to change now going forward to get it right?
Well, so right now there are a few things that we need to take care of. And so we need to keep getting better at those things. And somewhere here it's going to come together. In this league, you get a win, you hit on a couple of these things, and then you get yourself a win, and things snowball from there. Right now it's going the opposite way. We need to make sure we stop that and keep practicing the fundamentals and doing the things that we know are right. Some of the young guys need to continue to grow, and we got to stay persistent with it.
So then,
you're going to keep practicing the way you are and doing what you're doing, and you're just banking on that this is going to turn around by, because you guys have said you've had good practices. I mean, that this is just going to have to turn around on Sunday?
Yeah, well, we go back and you look at all of it. Yes, I mean, that's basically it. You go through and you make sure that you're practicing right. You make sure that you're practicing the right things, not only practicing hard, but make sure you're practicing the right things and make sure that you're putting the players in the right position, make sure you're showing them the things that they're going to see in the game, and then it's if those same things are showing up in the game, then make sure we execute them.
Why does it seem like Michael's not picking up the overload blitzes?
Well, it's not that he's not picking up. There's going to be an extra guy, and then it's his responsibility to get the ball out. And or, you know, you've got to look at the receivers, make sure that they're doing their part too. So.
Is he coming, or is it that the receivers aren't adjusting quick enough, or what is the, it comes off the edge like that? Why are they not getting rid of the ball quick enough?
It's a combination of things. Yeah, it's a combination of those things. At times, also, there are times when we've had opportunities to slide to that, and we didn't slide to it. So, you know, we've all just got a piece of that. Go ahead.
Has Jeffrey's 8-8 comment put any additional burden or pressure on you or these players?
Now, listen, you focus in on the job at hand. You don't get past that. So going past and looking at thinking about records and futures and all those things, I mean, I know those are questions you guys have to ask. I understand that. But when you're in this thing, you're in it to practice every day, and you're every play, get yourself better. That's how. There's no time to think about those things. So I don't think anybody's worried about that. The guys are worried about getting themselves better to win football games. Number one, coaches and players. So that's what I see.
You talked about things sort of snowballing in a way that you don't want them to. Are you concerned at all that the players have possibly lost confidence either in themselves or maybe the staff, what they're being taught?
Well, listen. The things I saw were guys. I saw guys playing hard. We've got to make plays. If guys are in position to make plays, then you got to make the plays. And then coaches have to make sure they put the players in position to make plays. So it's not. This isn't. We're all in this thing together. But I didn't sense that. Is there a frustration that things aren't going well? Yeah. Well, absolutely. I mean, these guys want to do well. Coaches want to do well. Players want to do well. So, you know, they're battling to get that done. And they're working hard to get it done. So I don't see that isn't the problem right now. The problem is you got to get a couple of things bouncing your way and creating things going your way and make a couple of plays here or there, and then you get this thing turned around.
You had a few players last week that mentioned fan reaction at Lincoln Financial Field. Do you feel like your players, some of them have their minds in the right place, and that they're not focusing on the games and they're just kind of pointing the blame and not at themselves?
Well, listen, I'm sure they said the seats are fairly close to where they're sitting and things are sitting. And I mean, you can't help it but hear it when you're that close. But look, we know we have good fans. So, and their support means a lot. And I think they understand everything's not going to go absolutely perfect. And during the tough times, you know, we love to hear them rise up and support us. And so, you know, that's a we love having people come in to Lincoln Financial Field and play us because of our fans.
Do you like the character of this team
overall?
I do like the character of this team, yeah. I've said that a number of times.
Last week, these guys kind of regrouped. They had their meeting. They talked about accountability, all these things. The results weren't what they wanted on the field. Sometimes you can see in that kind of mode a little let down or guys maybe not as encouraged. How do you make sure that, you know, everything they said was worthwhile and keep that?
Now, listen, I think it's important that you continue to battle and that, you know, we're all in this together. And that's important, and you're going to run into some tough times, whether it's playing football or in life. You're going to run into some tough times, man. So you keep battling, keep swinging, and And then it's the coach's responsibility to make sure they're designing things right for the players, and then it's the player's responsibility to go out and execute. And it's but stick together.
Andy, can you keep sending the same offensive line out there, these five guys, assuming Todd's going to miss some time here, or do you need to make some changes?
Well, listen, you've got – we ended up with one starter finishing the game, right? So one first-day starter finishing the game. So – and that's not an excuse. The other guys came in. They're going to battle. If Todd's down, then, that's – those are the numbers that you have. I mean, those are the guys that you have, and I expect them to go out and play. I mean, that's what I expect. And then it's, again, it's our responsibility to make sure we put them in a position where they can have success and execute.
Bob, do you feel like you can win with the O-line personnel you have?
Well, I do, yeah. No, I do. So that's I expect them to play that way. Yes.
And fill us in on some things he said. I mean, is he
Jeff
upset?
Lurie you're talking about?
Jeffrey Lurie, yes. Is he upset about the state of the team? Is he anything?
Well, listen, Jeffrey's a competitive guy. I mean, he feels like the rest of us. He likes to win football games, and I mean, that's why he's in this business. That's why he owns this business. And so, that's his expectations.
Todd's going to be out for a while. Would Demetrius just step in there, play right tackle, or you're going to?
Yeah, I'll work all that out today. I've got to get all the information on Danny and so on, and Todd, and then we go from there. We'll work that out today. We don't practice till tomorrow, so we can get it knocked out today.
Do the kids still have the confidence when they get into the red zone? I mean, they had the two runs that came up a little short, and do they still have the confidence that they can get it done in the red zone, or is there some kind of mental block that might be developing there?
No, listen, I think they have the confidence. You need to punch one in here. That's what you need. And so it ends up being that simple. You get one in, and then those things end up going in your direction. We were doing pretty good with that earlier in the year. We got to get it back there now.
Last two games, you were down, I think, 18 or 17 against Atlanta at halftime. 18 yesterday. Anything you could point to as why these guys are just coming out flat early in games? I think you scored 7 first quarter points all year.
Well, listen, we had the turnover early. You knew this team was going to score a touchdown or two. So, I mean, they're a pretty good offensive football team. So we understood that. And so you can't give up points in the red zone. I mean, you just can't do that against this football team. So we did that. And that's been some of our issue as you've looked at it throughout the year, either a third down situation, a third medium situation where you didn't take advantage of it on the first or second drive, where you've driven it down the field and either fumbled interception down in the red zone or end zone.
You just got to ride Michael to the end of the season, no matter how bad things may get.
Am I disappointed in that?
No, you have to ride Michael the rest of
the season, no matter how bad things could possibly get.
Now, Michael's our starter.
Upon reviewing the film of his play,
He did some good things. There were some things that, I'm sure he told you that he'd like to have back. So, but he did some good things.
Having watched that on film to sell it?
No, I feel like I did last night. I thought that, there's a fine line there that on decisions that have to be made as far as whether it's defensive holding or legal play. And so they let that play go. I think the ball was in the spot where if there wasn't the the aggressive play by the defender that it's probably a touchdown.
Andy, Joe Fitz said after the game that he thought that Michael has taken so many hits over the last couple of years that he's not as elusive as he used to be. Have you seen that at all?
Well, I thought he, I don't think it's because of the hits. I think he was pretty elusive last night. I mean, he made some nice runs when he was under pressure last night.
Does there come a point where you fear possibly losing the locker room or these guys, you know, tuning you out or losing confidence moving forward?
Well, listen, I think the way this football team's wired, I don't think that'll happen. They're a close bunch and got good character. So, and they fight and so they battled through last year. Again, it was too late, but they battled through last year and winning some games. And I would expect them to continue to battle through, and then good things will happen.
You've always had that as long as there's a chance, you'll be able to turn it around before that chance ends up.
Say the first part of that.
Do you personally have the confidence you've always shown that as long as there's a chance to turn it around, you'll be able to get this team turned around?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I like these players and what they represent and the coaches. We've got to put it together and play as one and we'll be there.
You said you like the players, you like their character, you like how they respond, but I mean, they've lost four straight. This is the second year in a row you've had a prolonged losing streak with a lot of these guys. So what isn't the public saying? What are you seeing that you like them out of them so much that you believe in them?
I think they're a tough bunch. And then it's my responsibility to make sure they get going in the right direction where we're all pulling the rope in the same direction. And right now we're off a little bit, and we need to straighten that out. And it doesn't take much. The margin between winning and losing in the National Football League is very small. And so we've got to make sure that we tighten up a couple things and get them right, and then we'll start winning football games.
This year that were brought in from the outside, not guys that you drafted and worked their way up and kind of fought those battles through earlier in the career. Has it made it different in how you get them all on the same page and how they feel about this organization and what it's meant over the last 10 to 14 years for you?
I think they can feel that. There are enough alums that have been here for a number of years of work in the community and talk to these guys, so they understand that. They feel that, and it's like I said, it's just a matter of getting a few things tightened up here and getting them right.
Okay.